Advanced Studio Classroom is on the air. You can have information available 24/7 with this new fashion of the future. Hello, listeners. Welcome to Advance, the studio classroom. Today is August 13th, 2013, and we are on day two of Fashion of the Future. This is Bill Quinn, and we're looking at this technology article on pages 22, 23, and 24 in your Advance magazine. And I'm happy to have back my two panelists from yesterday, Josh Mooney and Joanna Wirtz. Hi, panelists.
Hello, Bill.
Hello.
Great to have you back. And we're talking about this article where companies are taking a look at integrating wearable technology into our clothes. And so, you know, it's something where we're going to be moving from carrying all these gadgets around, and we're actually going to be wearing this stuff. There's pros and cons to that. And there's actually more uses to it than we might realize. And you need to discuss it to really get into some of the things that might be helpful. Before we move into our reading for today, let me just get a thought from yesterday from each one of my panelists.
Well, we talked about whether these future wearable technology products are just gimmicks or are they, you know, the real wave of the future. And I think for decades we've been inventing and imagining these futuristic, you know, gadgets and stuff, but they were always things of the future. They were almost like sci-fi. But Now some of those items are actually here.
I really like this word gimmick. That is actually our very first vocabulary focus term on page 22. And it's a very useful term. I often will use it. A lot of my listeners and students here don't know the word gimmick. And it's really helpful to know the word gimmick. You have to identify gimmicks, especially, and I tell people, on the internet. There are a lot of gimmicks on the internet. There's a lot of websites that try to lure you in with gimmicks. They're just trying to get your money. So you really have to be good at finding out, sniffing out like a dog, the gimmicks on the internet so that you don't waste your money on things that are just really not true. So know that word, gimmicks.
Another thought from yesterday was how this technology is going to become available to the masses. And we said it needs to have a better battery life, it needs to be affordable, and then the phrase, it needs to be scaled down, meaning to bring something back down to a reasonable size.
Well, I think it is something that as we go on, it will become affordable. And we had talked yesterday about cell phones, right? You talked about the bricks that we carried around when mobile phones first came out. They were as big as a brick.
Yep.
Not only were they as big as a brick, they were extremely expensive.
Yes.
I think they were like $5,000 when they first came out. So not only – I mean, they were primitive by today's standards, but they also cost an arm and a leg. And very few people could afford these things. So, but fortunately now, prices have come down on phones. Likewise, like Google Glass that we'll see. When that price comes down, you'll see more and more people wear them. Have you seen people wear them in America?
Not live. I've seen videos of it. And it's, you know, it's out. People have been sent their Google Glass. It's about $1,500 U.S.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a revolutionary product, putting the internet within your line of sight.
Okay. We'll talk about that in the first half of our article, our reading for today. One thing I want to ask Joanna to read is just there's a picture there on page 22 in the upper right corner, and I just want Joanna to read that. What are we talking about there?
We're talking about the Up by Jawbone. It's a wristband. And Fitbit wireless activity trackers that are similar products that help users eat and sleep better and record their physical activity.
Okay. All right. Hey, you've told me about this before. You've known about these things that track like sleep patterns.
Yes. When I heard about it, I was interested in it, not for the way it could help my physical activity and calorie intake. But I've always been kind of a weird sleeper. It always takes me like half an hour to 45 minutes to fall asleep, I think, even when I'm dead tired.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that? I would love to get some information about myself, you know, my sleep cycles, when I actually fall asleep,
mm-hmm.
when are the cycles, you know, the REM cycle and stuff.
Yeah. It would be helpful as far as understanding sleep patterns. I know my nephew had an app that was on his smartphone as far as it tracked his sleep patterns. The reason I mention this, okay, you might think, what does this have to do with anything, right? Well, a lot of us actually are keeping abnormal schedules today because of the internet. We're staying up late on Facebook, or we're chatting on the phone, instant messaging, and we're really not honoring our sleep patterns, and then we're wondering why the next day we feel like terrible.
I know for me personally, I absolutely have a sweet spot at night where I can fall asleep and feel energized the next morning. And if I miss that spot, even if I get 7 hours of sleep, it will feel like I only got three.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Let's do this. Move into our readings for today. Turn to page 23, and we're going to split it up two ways. Our first reading will go down to line 20.
With the Nike Plus Fuel Band, a wristband containing an accelerometer, wearers can set daily activity goals and track calories burned on the band's LED display. Data from the Fuel Band can be viewed on an Apple mobile device via an application. Generating attention. But tech companies have goals that stretch beyond fitness. The tech fashion hybrid that has gotten the most attention so far is Google Glass, web-connected eyeglasses that the company has been previewing to big buzz in recent months. Wearers can record what they're seeing in real life and broadcast it over a Google Plus Hangout, perform a quick Google search, and send a hands-free voice message with the glasses. They can view data such as directions and weather on a tiny screen connected to the device and tell the glasses to take a photo.
All right, now we are learning about something here from Nike.
Yes, the Nike Plus Fuel Band, and you say the plus there, and they've put it on as a symbol, and it's a very interesting product that contains an accelerometer, which is a technology that measures motion and vibration. So it's tracking all the physical activity that you're doing. You plug it into your mobile app that comes with it, and you can then monitor your physical output.
Even things like steps, how far I walk, how far I run,
yep.
Things like that, right? Okay, that's what the accelerometer is tracking. So we can set goals, track calories burned. What are calories burned, Joanna?
Well, calories are units of energy. And when you burn a calorie, it's just you using up energy. And we talk about this in terms a lot of times of losing weight because you need to burn a certain number of calories in order to lose a pound. I think it's 3,500. Anyway, it's a term for, you know, exercise.
Yeah. Okay. And, of course, we need to be aware of how many calories we take in, how much food we take in during a day. So you want to keep it around 2,000 or 2,200, I believe. Now, this stuff is going to show up on the band's LED display on this Nike Plus Fuel Band. This data will be there. And it can also be viewed where?
On a mobile app.
Okay.
And I think it's only for iOS right now. So that's why it calls it an Apple mobile device. And it's a very interesting phenomenon. You mentioned it, Joanna, that you want to track your sleep patterns. This idea of using technology, I think we've spent lots of time looking at our friends' lives and looking at lots of content. Now this idea of almost introspection, right, analyzing your own life and how can we use technology, to be more efficient, to be happier? I mean, what are the reasons why we're wanting to track our lives and all of our activities?
Those are good questions. I was thinking about that, Josh, as I was preparing for this. I thought, okay, that's great. We're going to track all of this. What for?
Right.
What is the purpose? What am I aiming for here? Sometimes it might be helpful. Other times it might be like overkill. as far as information. Now, you had mentioned yesterday you knew some people that have this Nike Plus Fuel Band.
I do. I think it's it was launched within the creative techie industry.
Mm-hmm.
They did a big party and an event last year called South by Southwest, where they had a huge concert and they were giving away 100 of these to the first people that signed up. And it was kind of an early adopter, kind of hipster type thing. But it was people who weren't avid exercisers that were loving this idea of, well, how much activity do I exert on a normal day?
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So that's one other piece of fashion that can be used as a device. Now we're going to get into something else here in this next section titled Generating Attention. And how do we start off, Joanna?
Well, we start off by saying that tech companies have goals that are stretching beyond fitness. So they're not just talking about health here.
Okay. All right. I like how they use stretch in there. Normally we stretch to loosen up before we go and exercise. And we find out something about a tech fashion hybrid.
Mm-hmm. The most attention so far has been given to the Google Glass. And they are calling it Google Glass, even though they are glasses.
Okay.
So the term Google Glasses isn't correct, but they are glasses. They're web-connected eyeglasses that Google has been previewing recently to Big Buzz.
Big Buzz.
Lots of talk, lots of discussion about this.
Okay. All right. So there's a lot of excitement about this. And what can the wearers do?
Well, they can record what they're seeing in real life and broadcast it over a Google Plus Hangout.
All right.
It's one of the things.
Google Plus Hangout, I underlined.
Yeah, it's similar to Facebook. It's Google's answer to Facebook, mm-hmm. and it's a social network that tries to be different from Facebook because it wants you to categorize your friends and, mm-hmm. and keep your relationships that have commonalities separate into these things called hangouts. So you have your work friends and your high school friends and maybe your wife's bridge club friends, and the data and relationship that you have with each of those are kept separate.
Okay, this would be similar to groups on mm-hmm. Facebook. All right, so Google Plus, their social network. So, all right, in addition to putting this, broadcasting it on the Google Plus Hangout, you can perform
a Google search and even send hands-free voice messages with the glasses. So there's a picture of them there at the bottom of page 23. And if you Google Google Glass on YouTube or on the web, you can see some videos from the perspective of the people wearing them. And like I said earlier, you have the internet in the upper right corner of the glasses that you're wearing. So you just look to the right a little bit and do voice-commanded searches and bring up web pages.
Yeah, I actually did that. I was able to check out a couple of videos on YouTube of the Google Glass as if the person was wearing it. I
right.
was getting a wearer's perspective on things. So, and this guy was walking around the city.
Mm.
And, of course, the information was popping up and phone calls were coming in, messages and things like that. And it was all as if it was in real time and you could respond to all of this stuff immediately. So,
do we need to?
It struck me as okay in some ways. And again, there's pros and cons to it. There's helpful things like getting information that you need when you need it. But also I thought this is a tremendous distraction and could be dangerous in a way.
Yeah, probably shouldn't wear them while driving. But
yeah.
We talked yesterday, Joanna, about walking around with Google Maps in front of us on our phone. And so this would be an easier way to do that, right?
Yes, I think it would be easier. I find the idea of me talking to my glasses out in public to be a little bit awkward. I don't want everyone on the street or on the subway to know what I'm searching on, like, for on Google, even if it's something like, you know, totally innocent, like, let's check the weather. I don't want to announce, you know, I'm in line at the bank. What's the weather for tomorrow? You know, silence. I don't like the idea of that.
Yeah, and that's what was happening in these videos that I saw. This guy was kind of like voicing commands to his glasses.
Right.
And again, I was, all right, this is pretty cool. But at the same time, it would be a little strange.
I mean, imagine walking down the street in a big city with everyone wearing them and everyone
right.
talking to their glasses.
Yeah. Well, that's the part of the, you know, we're not paying attention to anybody or anything. That's why I'm thinking it could be dangerous, because it doesn't take much of a distraction to step out onto the street at the wrong time.
Mm-hmm.
And that could happen if there's a lot of traffic. And in many, many ways, like you said, driving, I worry about driving, people wearing these things while they're driving.
Yeah. They'd have to find some way that it would just be, you know, become inoperable if you're, you know, driving a vehicle.
Yeah. And so this is some of the stuff we've been talking about. It's right there also in line 17, 18, and 19, 20, getting directions and seeing the weather and the glasses, being able to take a photo, which Josh mentioned yesterday, which seems a little creepy maybe sometimes that somebody would – the problem with taking a photo, which why I say that and we're talking about it is a lot of times people don't want their picture taken.
That's right.
Mm-mm.
Right? And whether it's a coffee shop, like I said yesterday, or a restaurant. And one, it's obvious if I hold up my iPhone to take somebody's picture, but it's different if you just got these glasses on and maybe Josh would wink and take your picture. And that opens up a whole Pandora's box of situations that could create conflict, right?
That's right.
Yeah. And people actually will get upset about it sometimes. I've seen fights break out.
There have been restaurants, I know it's early, but there have been places of business in the U.S. that have already announced their policy will be no Google Glass allowed.
Yeah. Okay. All right. What is this product, Google Glass? Well, we have a sidebar down there at the bottom of page 23, the left column. And let me have Joanna read that.
It has been transformative for my lifestyle, Google co-founder Sergey Brin said of Project Glass last year. That's our job at Google X, to push the edges of technology to where the future might be.
Okay. And how do we finish, Josh?
The California company has also filed for a laser projection patent, leading to speculation that glass wearers will be able to project a virtual touchpad onto their limbs and other surfaces.
All right. What does that mean? Explain it in terms we can understand.
Well, our users have probably used a projector where you plug a computer into something that then puts the image up on a wall or some sort of surface. So this is saying that you'll actually use the glasses and project what you're looking at onto some sort of other surface like your hand.
Yeah. Okay. So I can maybe hold up my hand in front of my glasses and there will be actually an image on my hand, and I might be able to like type a message, key in numbers, or maybe, you know, access some other information.
It's reminding me of Star Wars, where Princess Leia comes and asks for Obi-Wan's help as the hologram from R2-D2.
Okay. All right.
It's here. Well, finally.
All right. Well, maybe all of us will be able to ask Obi-Wan Kenobi for his help. Listeners, let's have our second reading for today.
The new trend, smartwatches. Apple could be preparing to take on Google. Last year, the company filed a patent for peripheral treatment for head-mounted displays. The device, which people speculate could be a helmet, pair of glasses, or a visor, immerses the user with two displays and techniques for filling the peripheral vision with the image being shown, according to reports. More likely for Apple is an iOS smartwatch. The tech giant set the rumor mill churning with reports that it has a team of 100 developers working to build a curved glass watch. Analysts have speculated that the device could be used to make calls and texts, get directions and search the internet, and would be compatible with the iPhone. Munster said he expected Apple to release such a product within 3 years, and predicted that other rivals were also looking into the technology. You can probably assume that all the major phone companies are thinking about wearable technology, he said. They have to, or they're going to be irrelevant in the next decade.
All right, our second reading for today starts there on line 21. This section is titled The New Trend, Smartwatches. And we just were reading about Google Glass. Now we move to another company.
That's right. Apple, it says, could be preparing to take on Google. And when you take on something, it's almost like you're in a rivalry, competing for success. And Apple definitely is competing with Google in many ways, Bill.
Yeah, and it's a non-stop battle. So as far as fighting over mobile, as far as phones, and in fact, last month we talked about the battle over mapping the world. And this now, you can see it if you read the article last month about the tech giants fighting over mapping as far as taking pictures of the world and places and locations. Now you can see, all right, how does that fit in to this battle? That's part of the battlefield. All right, last year, Apple filed a patent for – what did they file a patent for?
For peripheral treatment for head-mounted displays.
That sounds exciting.
As I read this, I thought that sounds purposely vague.
That's the world of patents. You don't want, because they're public, you don't want to give up what you're working on.
Yeah. I mean, that could be anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that peripheral treatment for head-mounted displays could mean just about anything, almost like their patent for rectangular devices. So, and I thought, well, one, they don't want to give up their secrets. The other thing is they want to try and cover as broad a field as they possibly can, because that's what they did with their rectangular devices viewing platform, because then they were able to use those patents to sue Samsung.
Mm-hmm.
So it sounds broad for two reasons. Now, we see about this device in line 24. There's a lot of talk.
Well, people speculate that it could be a helmet, a pair of glasses, or a visor, and that would immerse the user with two displays and techniques for filling the peripheral vision. That's the vision on the side, not directly what you're looking at, but the stuff you can see to either side.
Okay. All right. So it's going to fill up the sides, the side vision, the stuff that you might see like off 90 degrees off to the side, and with an image that's being shown. This is speculation.
Right. And I mean, we're talking about fashion here. Do you think instead of Google Glass, we were all wearing our eye helmets would be very fashionable?
Yeah, not a helmet. And certainly Apple knows that too. Apple's not going to come up with this thing that makes you look like a dork or
a stormtrooper.
Yeah. So it will be something probably similar to what you see there with the Google Glass.
So right.
It's probably not too far different. So just like smartphones, right? Smartphones all have pretty much the same shape and look to them. So more likely,
it's going to be a watch, the iOS watch, the iWatch, whatever you want to call it. The tech giant set the rumor mill churning with reports that the watch is being built as we speak.
Okay, set the rumor mill churning.
Well, the rumor mill is a situation where lots of people are spreading rumors. They're talking, they're gossiping, they're discussing something. And if you think about a real mill, something that, you know, maybe churns out water or wheat or something, think of all those old traditional mills, that sets the rumor mill churning, sets it going.
It's producing. So as far as like the blogosphere and the internet, of course, the tech writers love stuff like that. It gives them something to talk about. One of the things they've been talking about is, ooh, there might be a team of 100 developers working on building a curved glass watch.
Yes, the curved glass is not produced by Apple, but it's out there now.
Mm-hmm.
It's really cool. If you want to Google that, there's some images of ways that the watch, you know, it looks really sleek if they're going to use the curved glass that's available now. And it could be used for all sorts of devices, of all sorts of activities similar to Google Glass. Calls, text, directions, searching the internet, and of course it would speak to your iPhone.
Okay, yeah, we see that they're compatible.
It's compatible, able to communicate or work with another device.
Okay. Now we hear again once again from the research analyst Gene Munster at Piper Jaffray, and he talks about Apple here.
Well, he said he expected Apple to release such a product within 3 years, and he predicted that it would, where other rivals were also looking at the technology.
All right, so he's looking at 3 years, a time frame of 3 years. My guess is maybe even less. What do you think?
I think it's much less.
Yeah.
I think we could see it maybe in just this Christmas even.
Yeah, yeah. I actually went on YouTube and saw – you can actually see at least an image of this curved glass to give you an idea. And I'm thinking, well, it's already there, so this thing will be out soon.
The other wearable technology from Apple that people are expecting is actually a remote control for your Apple TV when they relaunch their interactive television in an actual set form. And it's this idea of the remote being a ring that you wear and wave in front of your television to change the channels.
Oh, okay. Sounds like James Bond.
Google that, the I-ring.
Is that the Green Lantern? He's got a special ring?
Lantern. Yeah, maybe it's the Green Lantern, not James Bond.
Pretty cool.
All right. What does Gene Munster say in his last paragraph, Joanna?
Well, he says, you can probably assume that all major phone companies are thinking about wearable technology. They have to, or they're going to be irrelevant in the next decade.
Irrelevant in the next decade.
Useless, worthless, not up to, you know, current times.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, listeners, I'm curious what you think about this. We would love to hear from you. And in fact, Naomi is going to tell you how to do that.
Hello, everybody, and thanks for listening to Advanced. If you have any questions about today's program or any previous program, just go to our website, www.studioclassroom.com. And you have a couple of options available. First, you can join a discussion with other advanced listeners by going to the English Corner. It's a great way to meet some other members of our audience, leave comments, and give us your ideas for the show. If you want to write a note to the advanced team or have a question, just go to letters@studioclassroom.com and we'll do our best to help out. We always look forward to hearing from you, our listeners and readers, and we appreciate your input.
Okay, before we sign off today, let me get one final thought from our panelists.
I'm excited about Google Glass. I'm going to order them soon, and I'll let you try them out.
Google Glass. All right. You want that? What about you, Joanna?
I am not excited about Google Glass. I don't want people to take my picture without me knowing about it.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. Maybe this idea, this Apple smartwatch, I might be interested in that. And in fact, we learn about some more smartwatches tomorrow. So listeners, come on back then. We'll see you.